On Alabama Livestock News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind farmers transitioning to organic agriculture or those who are already certified organic have the opportunity to receive assistance for applying conservation practices through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program's Organic Initiative. And while this is a continuous sign-up, applications for 2010 funding must be received by March the 12th. Conservation agronomist Eddie Jolly wants livestock producers to know this new program can really benefit their operation.
The organic emphasis that USDA is placing in our programs and outreach is new for us. We've had to learn a lot about organic grassing and organic program in general. The more we get into it, though, the more we find out that organic and our normal prescribed grazing practices mesh very closely.
Now, to be eligible for EQIP organic assistance, producers are required to develop and carry out an organic system plan, as NRCS offers conservation practices to assist organic producers in addressing resource concerns related to soil condition, soil erosion, domestic animals, plant conditions, water quality, and fish and wildlife.
With that in mind, it's kind of exciting that we have an opportunity to offer program opportunities for those producers that are organic certified or for those producers that wish to be organic certified. We can offer financial assistance to producers to help them implement the appropriate conservation practices on their grazing lands, whether or not they are organic or what we call transitioning to organic.
But again, Jolly reminds producers that to be eligible for 2010 funding, you must apply by Friday, March the 12th. So if interested, contact your local NRCS office to begin the process. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.